Heavy shelling caused a fire to break out near one of the plant's 6 reactors, but Ukrainian authorities say the fire has been extinguished. International Atomic Energy Agency says radiation levels are normal at the plant. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant provides more than a fifth of total electricity generated in Ukraine, and initial reports raise fears of a nuclear disaster like the one of Chernobyl in 1986.
A statement from Ukraine's safety agency says that it appears the reactor closest to the fighting sustained some damage.
I mean, how serious are we talking about here?
Well, these reactors are huge machines, and the nuclear material sits inside a thick metal pressure vessel known as its containment. So these things are really tough, and the buildings they're in are probably hardened both inside and out. It's entirely possible that it was damaged superficially and that the reactor is safe. But, I mean, I don't think we've ever been here before, either from a nuclear power perspective or a combat perspective. I've never seen anything like this. This plant's essential to Ukraine. About half of Ukraine's energy comes from nuclear power. And this is, you know, 6 reactors providing 6,000 megawatts of power. So we've seen Russians take control of other essential infrastructure in recent days, including hydroelectric dams. It makes sense they would try and seize this facility.
So as noted, Jeff, Ukraine is already home to the worst nuclear disaster the world's ever seen, right? Chernobyl. If this plant is compromised more significantly in future fighting, I mean, what are the odds that we could see a disaster like that again?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's not over there yet. These reactors need to be cooled even after they've been shut off. So that plant needs power and water to continue to flow for days or even weeks to keep the reactors safe. But this is a different design than the Chernobyl reactor. Very different, actually. It's quite a bit safer. I don't think that we're going to see a major meltdown of that particular type. We certainly wouldn't see a nuclear explosion. Nuclear reactors are very different than nuclear bombs, so you don't need to worry about that. But this remains serious, and there are other plants in Ukraine, including one near Odessa. So this is not over from a nuclear power perspective.